Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the special Ramadan edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. And I am Sister Mara and will be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Well, we're going to commence with the health segment, and our topic of discussion today is arthritis and joint pain during Ramadan with Sister Zaida Muhammad. Thereafter, we go on to Ramadan cuisine around the world segment. And today we're traveling to Kashmir, beautiful Kashmir, and I'm going to be sharing with you the Ramadan foods that's served in Kashmir. Then in our cooking segment of the program, Sister Rabia Umar will be joining me, and Sister Rabia Umar is in the studio with me. Assalamu alaikum Rabia, how are you?
Wa alaikum assalam, alhamdulillah, and you?
Well, Rabia is going to be taking us through hints and tips when making your mitai. I know we eat food preps now. Many are busy making their mitai, their chevro, and packing it away for Eid as well. Sure. So we're going to be sharing with you hints and tips when making mitai, your chevro, your cake baking, biscuit baking, and also marinating meats as well. And do's and don'ts as well. Then in the recipe segment, Rabia, what can we look forward to in the recipe segment?
Okay, I'm going to be giving away two dessert recipes today. The first one is a caramel snicker mousse. The second recipe is a butter toffee cheesecake. And for the main meal, it's a roast chicken manchurian, inshallah.
So, divine recipes to look forward to later on in the program. Well, in the meantime, let's welcome Sister Zaida Muhammad on the line from Kamatipur. Assalamu alaikum, Zaida. How are you this morning?
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, and yourself?
How's the Ramadan going so far, Zaida?
Alhamdulillah, going well.
Already the 20th of Ramadan?
Gee.
Yes. Well, arthritis means inflammation in a joint. That inflammation causes redness, warmth, swelling and pain within the joint. Apart from nagging pain and loss of mobility, arthritis can also cause various complications. Now today we are going into natural treatments for arthritis, which include eating an anti-inflammatory arthritis diet, staying active and mobile, receiving chiropractic adjustments or massage therapy, and using healing essential oils to help control pain. Now, many people who formerly suffered with arthritis came to have finally found relief naturally through adjusting their diets, lifestyles, and approaches to managing pain. Now, Zaida, does weight have an effect of... let's repeat that question again. Does weight have an effect on arthritis?
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Additional body fat strains the joints, but accumulated fat itself can cause problems to joints that are already sensitive and partially damaged. Fat does more than just sit on your body. It's also an active tissue that creates and releases hormones and chemicals. And that's why I always mention anyone who wants to lose weight need to do a liver cleanse, which detoxes your body of toxic buildup, which sits on the excess fat, making it difficult to lose weight. So it's important to try and maintain a healthy weight by eating an unprocessed, nutrient-rich diet, reducing stress and staying active.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are which foods help in treating arthritis?
Omega-3 is very important for the body. They are powerful at lowering inflammation, and they also have other benefits. We get a wild-caught fish. Salmon is your number one food of choice. Then we have other sources that include grass-fed beef, which is so very healthy. If you avoid beef, flax seeds, chia seeds, and walnuts are all great choices. Then we need to have foods which are high in sulfur, which is a form of methyl sulfonyl methane, which we call it in short form, MSM, reduces the joint pain, and it helps to rebuild your tissues. And MSM has been shown in studies to lower pain and function impairment include onions, garlic, asparagus, and cabbage.
Mm-hmm. Now, then I also know bone broth has plenty benefits. Can it help arthritis patients?
Bone broth is one of the best natural sources of collagen, which contains the amino acid proline and lysine that help to rebuild connective tissue and has many, many more benefits. Additionally, bone broth contains chondroitin sulfate and glucosamine, antioxidants that help to lower inflammation, arthritis, and joint pain. So we go back to cooking our chicken bone soup and what Granny used to always make, or bone soup, papaya. Then we have high antioxidant foods, especially the fruits and vegetables. Colorful fruits and veggies are packed with antioxidants, vitamin C, vitamin A, fiber, magnesium, potassium, digestive enzymes, and anti-inflammatory compounds. Some of the best sources include the leafy greens, cruciferous veggies, berries, melon, pawpaw, avocado, and pineapple. So a lot of people go into juicing because we don't tend to eat a lot of fruits or veggies for that matter. So you can just put everything in your juicer. Then we have high fiber foods which control your appetite, is beneficial for digestive health, and lowers the risk of various other diseases and complications. The best high fiber foods include, again, vegetables, fruits, soaked legumes, beans, nuts, and seeds like flax seeds, chia seeds, and walnuts. And then we have to keep inflammation levels low, so we try to avoid certain foods as part of a healing arthritis diet, like excess sugar, hydrogenated oils, soybean oil, cottonseed oil, canola oil, seed oils, refined conventional grains like gluten, the flour products and the wheat products. And if you have an autoimmune disease, then also the nightshade vegetables like the potato, eggplant, and tomatoes.
These are all excellent. Now, I'm sure exercise is good for the joints as well, right? Huh?
People with arthritis tend to be less active than those without arthritis, likely due to the pain they feel when exercising and moving the body parts. However, physical activity is important for joint health, and in the long run can actually help to treat arthritis. Exercise is beneficial for strengthening the muscles around the affected joint, which provides added support and less strain. And most experts also consider movement an essential part of any arthritis treatment plan, so even stating that it's the most effective non-drug treatment for reducing pain and improving movement in patients with osteoarthritis. Regular activity has been shown to help lower inflammation, regulate the hormones, and can even help to prevent unnecessary replacement surgeries. So exercises which are most appropriate for people with arthritis will include daily stretches for improved range of motion and flexibility, brisk walking for cardiovascular and immune benefits, aerobic exercises for building strength and endurance, including aquatic exercises, walking, jogging, bicycling, swimming, or rebounding.
Mm-hmm. Now, there are so many different types of alternative therapies. What do you recommend for arthritis, Ida?
Okay, now instead of like going to a doctor and taking a painkiller, look at these other alternative therapies. Look at getting chiropractic care. They often help to alleviate some of the pain associated with arthritis. And the type of treatment you get depends directly on the acuteness and the severity of your specific case of arthritis. Chiropractic adjustments and treatments for arthritis can include manipulation. Sometimes they call it osteopathic manipulation in the neck or the lower back, spinal manipulation, massage therapy, training in biofeedback, relaxation therapies. All these help to control pain. And similarly, studies have also found acupuncture to be helpful for reducing pain.
Yes, now share with us some suggestive home remedies for arthritis. I know during the month of Ramadan, many, many people who have arthritis tend to actually, in fact, it's cold, it's winter now, they actually tend to suffer more, you know, with the aches and pains in it, because extra salah, like a tarawih, so your knees ache, your back ache and that. And also just because it's, I think it's more winter, people more suffer more for arthritis.
Yeah, because we tend to cuddle up more with our blankets and our warm things, so we are less active, and we're also getting less sunlight. So we can use like home remedies like turmeric reduces pain and swelling in people who are suffering from arthritis. Have it regularly, either in a tea form, cooked in your food, extra. You know, we use like half a teaspoon in that tarkari. It's not enough. You need to use more, or you can make it in warm water with a spoon of coconut oil with black pepper before going to bed to get control over the pain. Then the other home, very potent home spice we have in our kitchen cupboard is the lawang, the cloves. They have an anti-inflammatory chemical compound called eugenol, which helps to heal the pain of arthritis. And it also contains an antioxidant which gives relief from the pain and the swelling that was caused by the arthritis. So intake of cloves in any form will help a lot in reducing pain. You can even make tea with it and drink the tea. Another one of my favorites is the Boswellia or frankincense. It's also something which we know as Loban. It's a natural anti-inflammatory which helps to give relief from the joint pain and inflammation. So you can take it in a supplement form regularly to get rid of the arthritis. I saw it somewhere in a capsule form. It not only cures arthritis but also helps to get relief from ulcerative colitis, asthma, etc. So it's very healthy to use it regularly. You can burn it in the home. We can add the essential oil to olive oil for a rub and use it. We also have the apple cider vinegar, which is rich in calcium, magnesium, potassium, and phosphorus, which are very essential in relieving the joint pain. Suggested to take a cup of warm water and add a teaspoon or a tablespoon of apple cider and put some honey in this, drink it in the morning to remove the buildup of toxins in the joints and the connective tissues.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm aware you're very into essential oils, Ida. You already mentioned the Boswellia. Any other particular ones for arthritis?
You get a combination of, you can make a combination of two or more essential oils which actually can provide even more pain relief than individual ones. For example, you can mix like 10 drops each of essential oils of birch, lemongrass, lavender, and geranium with a carrier oil to get an excellent pain rub for aching joints. Similarly, combine different essential oils to make an arthritis-busting personal formula to suit your needs. Essential oils are actually very concentrated, so they should be diluted appropriately with carrier oils like coconut oil, olive oil, or almond oil. Or you can mix it in melted beeswax to get an ointment-like consistency that makes it easier to carry around with you. Peppermint, one of my favorites, has excellent anti-inflammatory properties along with an anesthetic effect that helps in relieving the pain and swelling associated with arthritis condition, rheumatoid arthritis in particular. You can take 5 to 10 drops of peppermint oil with 2 tablespoons warmed coconut oil to make a ready-to-use salve, and you can also mix other oils like eucalyptus, lavender, ginger essential oil to get a more potent anti-arthritic formulation, and you use this as often as you require to, for the relief of the pain. Another essential oil you can take is a few drops of cayenne pepper oil mixed with coconut oil. Then you can use this 2 to 3 times a day for several weeks over your pain. And if you have any skin irritation or with any of the oils, then you just stop using it. Then we've got one very expensive one, is called myrrh. It's mixed with olive oil and can be applied to the affected joints. It reduces swelling in the limbs by lowering the levels of an inflammatory substance, leukotaxin, and this substance is usually produced when the tissues are injured. I've made a mix using myrrh, ginger, frankincense oil, and with coconut oil and olive oil, and it gives a lot of relief.
Mm-hmm. So essential oils are basically very good to rub on for your aching joints, you know. And but there's a warning as well, Zara, before you wrap up today's segment of the health segment.
Before we use any essential oils, go a bit into the history of it, into the uses, into the benefits. Consult somebody who has knowledge about it, and some essential oils can also interact with certain medical with medication, so not all essential oils are safe to use by all. And if you're not on any medication, then using these natural methods will work for you. Some exercise along with giving up our bread and milk will also bring you much relief, inshallah.
Inshallah, Ameen. Zara, jazakallah for a wonderful program, a wonderful advice on arthritis, and I'm sure many can benefit from that as well.
Inshallah.
And jazakallah to you as well. Inshallah, we'll check you next week. Assalamu alaikum. Well, it was Zaira Muhammad from Kamatipur, who is a health researcher, and she shared with us some remedies and information on arthritis and joint pains. So let's go for a short break. When we come back, we're going to be sharing with you Ramadan cuisine around the world segment. Today we share with you Ramadan cuisine in Kashmir. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Let's now go on to the Ramadan cuisine around the world segment. And today we travel all the way to beautiful Kashmir While in Kashmir, just like other meals, Seri, the pre-dawn meal, is considered incomplete without rice. In Kashmiri saik, you are not eating at all if you are not eating rice, Rabia, or you are plainly awkward. The next step is a typical Kashmiri Seri is tea, not just any tea, but a special Kashmiri pink tea. Basically, they call it like a salted tea. The tea is accompanied by the bread made with ghee. It is a Ramadan specialty in Kashmir, made only during this month. In other months, it is prepared on order. Then, during this month, the habits of Kashmiris go through a major shift. Routine and common dishes are spicy, and karai cooking is preferably preferred mostly. Then the taste undergoes a change in this month. You cannot eat normal, less spicy food. There is hardly any household in Kashmir that does not go for non-vegetarian food. Vegetables, pulses are mostly being cooked in Kashmir during this month. Then among the most common dishes which become part of the platter includes keema or minced mutton, koftas or mutton dumplings, karai meat or spicy meat cooked instantly in a pan, chicken kebabs and chicken tikkas. Then people don't cook in large quantity like in other months, but the dish remains short, crisp and spicy. Then the iftar, that's fast breaking time, remains full with hustle and bustle, and the tablecloth are spread with placing meals in the most eye-catching thing. And they say that you see kids taking around the tablecloth to check what new has been eaten. That means children are so inquisitive, they actually go to different homes and see what's actually made on their tablecloths as well. Then also, one of the best drinks which make part of the Kashmiri table is a combination of milk and basil seed, which are also known as dukmuria, soaked over in water till they swell up. Commonly known as dukmuria, it is considered to be a very nutritious and good for the stomach. Then milk is normally taken with a bread. In Ramadan, the bread also undergo a change in size, taste and texture. Then also, there are some who love poppy seed sprinkle roti, and there are some who love to get their rotis prepared with an amount of ghee. Snacks consist of pakoras, cutlets and other things, which are a bit novel to our culture. Then once the fast is broken, then comes the turn of having a meal, which is followed by prayers and then having tea. Like every course, there is also concluded by a dessert, which includes pirni, a milk pudding prepared by semolina or halva. Then Seri, the pre-dawn meal, comprises of rice and ends up with taking salted tea with bread. Then also, markets after iftar and prayers are buzzing with people. Special stalls are being erected by shopkeepers and vendors. Different types of delicacies fill the air with mesmerizing aroma, which in turn turns the whole environment vibrant. Then also, kulfi and firni stalls and shops are also frequented by people. So that's Farsi Ramadan cuisine around the world segment, and we shared with you the Ramadan cuisine in Kashmir. Well, let's now go on to our cooking segment, and let's welcome Sister Rabia back. Assalamu alaikum, Rabia. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah.
Well, let's start off with our recipes, all right? And which recipes are you going to share with us today, Rabia?
Okay, the first one is a caramel snicker mousse. The second one is a butter toffee cheesecake. And then for a main meal, I've got roast chicken manchurian as a recipe.
So once we do the recipes, we're going to go for a break. And I'm going to have a small competition. And I'm going to tell you more about the competition later on. And then we're just going to have a chat on, perhaps Rabia's going to be sharing with us hints and tips for making mitais. She's an expert in making mitais. She has her own small home industry in making mitais as well. And then maybe chevro making, maybe tips on biscuits and cakes and also marinating meat. But let's go to our recipes. Let's begin with a caramel sticker mousse recipe. Well, the name says it all, Rabia. It's a very divine recipe indeed.
It is quite rich. It is very, very tasty. But you've got to bear in mind, desserts like this, you cannot have, you know, big helpings of them. A little bit is more than enough to satisfy you. Okay, for this recipe, you're going to need one box of Baker's Nutty Crust biscuits crushed, 1 box of Baker's Nutty Crust biscuits crushed, 60 grams of melted butter, 60 grams of melted butter. Mix these together and you place it in dessert bowls. What I usually do is I just spin the Nutty Crust biscuits in a food processor, mm-hmm. and then I just mix in the melted butter and put spoonfuls if I'm making them in little cups. And if it's in a big bowl, then you just put it at the bottom, but don't press it down like you would do for a cheesecake. You just leave it a bit loose. You just leave it in there.
Okay, and for the topping?
The topping is 1 can of Nestle Caramel Treat. Bear in mind that now in South Africa we're getting quite a few variants of the caramel treat, like you're getting it in mint and cappuccino. Mm-hmm. I prefer the original caramel treat. Otherwise, what it does, it changes the flavor.
All right, okay.
And then it's 500 milliliters of fresh cream, whipped. So that's 1 can Nestle Caramel Treat, the original caramel. 500 milliliters of fresh cream, whipped. 2 cups of Cremora. 2 cups of Cremora. 1 cup of crushed peanut brittle. 1 cup of crushed peanut brittle and 2 chopped Snicker bars. That's 2 chopped Snicker bars. The method is really easy. Once your cream is whipped until nice and thick, you add in the rest of the ingredients and you mix it well. You place it over the biscuit base, or we can call it, over the biscuit, crushed biscuits. You can top with fresh cream rosettes. And if you don't want to add the fresh cream rosettes, that will be absolutely fine. You can just throw a whole lot of chopped Snicker pieces over and a small pieces of peanut brittle.
So this is basically ideal for Eid.
Gee, it is.
Nice and rich as well. Something very different. I haven't come across a recipe like this. So the recipes, a reminder to all the sisters out there, the recipes are on our Radio Islam website. Go to radioislam.co.za. Or if you don't have access to internet, call Sister Faiza on 011-854-7022 and she will gladly assist you. Now when you say top with fresh cream rosettes, can you use the fresh cream in a tin? And just
you definitely can. That's absolutely fine. You can do that.
It will be fine.
Yes, that will be absolutely fine. Okay. It's just more for decorative purposes. I don't like adding it when I make it at home because I find it gets a bit too rich.
Too rich,
so
yeah.
I just rather throw the chopped Snicker bars and the peanut brittle over.
Mark, you have very rich dessert.
It is. Okay. Well, I think dessert speaks for itself. Dessert, all in all, most desserts are quite rich.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So that's for the caramel Snicker mousse recipe. Let's go to the next recipe. It's a butter toffee cheesecake recipe. I think I'm getting tongue-tied with all the desserts.
Yeah, I can see that. I think the Rosa is also getting to you. Okay, the butter toffee cheesecake has been quite famous, I can say, in my home. Whenever I've made it, people have been drooling all over it. Alhamdulillah, it does taste very good. Also really easy to make. I'll give you the ingredients for the base. It's 1 packet of digestive or tennis biscuits finely crushed. I'll repeat that. It's 1 packet of digestive or tennis biscuits finely crushed. Some of you might be wondering about the digestives. You usually get them in a baker's pre-pack. You get them with a chocolate coating as well, and then you get the plain ones. I use the plain ones.
Okay, but now what would actually give a better taste, the digestive one or the tennis biscuits?
Honestly, in a cheesecake, the digestive gives it a better taste.
Yes, so I would, of
yes.
course, tennis
biscuit? No, the tennis biscuit has a sweetness, whereas the digestive balances the sweetness between the base and the topping. So I always prefer the digestive.
All right.
So it's one packet digestive or tennis biscuits crushed, and again 60 grams of melted butter. 60 grams of melted butter. Mix these together and place spoonfuls in dessert cups. And then you can just press that down. Don't press it too hard, because sometimes what happens, you know, we're getting these fancy cups available now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they've got those shapes, yes, and
cute
different sizes. And when you press it down too firmly, it gets into those grooves and corners. And that makes it difficult to take it out. Okay, for the topping, with the cheesecakes, I prefer using double cream. Yeah, mostly we get double cream at Woolworths and certain Checkers stores and Pick and Pays. If you don't get the double cream, it's fine to use just the single fresh cream, the normal fresh cream that we use. So it's 500 milliliters of stiffly beaten fresh cream. That's 500 milliliters of stiffly beaten fresh cream. 1 can of condensed milk. 1 can of condensed milk. 155 gram can of Nestle cream. 155 gram of Nestle cream. The cream cheese that I usually use for my cheesecakes, I find it to be the perfect cream cheese for all cheesecakes, is the Philadelphia cream cheese.
Mm-hmm.
So for this recipe, I use the 250 gram Philadelphia cream cheese. I'll repeat the ingredients. It's 500 milliliters stiffly beaten fresh cream, 1 can of condensed milk, 155 gram can of Nestle cream, 250 grams of Philadelphia cream cheese, 1 teaspoon of vanilla essence. Beat cream cheese until soft. Add condensed milk, Nestle cream, and vanilla essence and beat well. Use your electric beater for this, because otherwise it's not going to, you know, the temperature is quite low in the mornings. So if you're going to make it in the mornings, it would be best to use an electric mixer for this. When that is mixed and quite smooth, fold in the stiffly beaten cream. Pour over biscuit base and allow to set. Now the secret to the taste of this cheesecake is the butter toffee sauce. That is what gives it that flavor and the lusciousness, and, you know, it just changes the whole recipe of the cheesecake around. You know, normally you would get fruit-flavored cheesecakes and chocolate cheesecakes, but this one here is totally different with that butter toffee sauce.
All right.
For the butter toffee sauce, use a non-stick saucepan. Melt 1 cup sugar over low heat. Melt 1 cup sugar over low heat. Leave it on low. Don't keep stirring it all the time. Once you see it starting to melt, then you can give it a little stir. When it's totally melted, you will see it will be a brownish color. Add 90 grams of butter and allow to mix into sugar. So when it's melted and it's in a nice brownish color, add 90 grams butter and allow to mix into the sugar. You can turn up your heat slightly at this stage, but please don't go to full heat or the full setting on your stove. It's going to burn the sugar and you're going to be sitting with a burnt sauce. Now when that is mixed in, add 1/2 cup of double cream, of plain double cream. Here again, if double cream is not available, you can alternate for the single or the normal fresh cream, but then I would increase the quantity to 3/4 cup of normal fresh cream.
Okay.
It shouldn't be beaten as is. You just add it in and you mix it well. Cook for a few minutes while stirring all the time. Once again, please do not increase your heat setting to very high. So you cook this for a few minutes while stirring all the time. It will look like a toffee sauce at this stage. Remove from heat and allow to cool. Don't cool completely, it will be a bit difficult to handle, it will get a bit stiff. So allow it to cool slightly, and then when it's at like a room temperature, pour over cheesecake mixture and top with lots of chopped pecans.
Lovely, that's a really lovely recipe, nice rich cheesecake recipe, again ideal for Eid. Let's go on to the next recipe now. We're moving away from desserts, we're going on to a lovely roast chicken Manchurian recipe, Savya.
Okay, for the roast chicken Manchurian, my recipe is for two whole or butterfly chicken. I prefer making it, butterflied. I find it easier to work with, and it's easier, you know, when you set it on the table, and that it's a bit easier to handle, especially when you've got guests.
All right.
So it's two whole or butterfly chicken, cleaned and well drained. For the ingredients, you can adjust the salt according to your taste. In my recipe, it says 1.5 teaspoons of fine salt. 1.5 teaspoons of fine salt. 2 teaspoons of finely crushed black pepper. 2 teaspoons of finely crushed black pepper. You can use a pepper mill for this, but please, if you're using the very fine pepper, you're going to have to decrease the quantity, because that one's going to change the whole texture and the color of the chicken. So I prefer using the home ground, or if you're getting the ready one, it should be the crushed black pepper, not the ground one. 2 tablespoons of garlic paste. 2 tablespoons of garlic paste. 2 teaspoons of fine red chilies. 2 teaspoons of fine red chilies. 2 teaspoons of coarse red chilies. 2 teaspoons of coarse red chilies. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. And 2 tablespoons of olive oil. 2 tablespoons of olive oil. Mix all these ingredients together and rub it over chicken. Marinate it for a few hours and grill it in oven until almost done. Mix all above ingredients together and rub over chicken. Marinate for a few hours. Grill in oven until almost done. Then you've got to make a Manchurian sauce. For the sauce you will require 60 grams of butter. 60 grams of butter, 1/4 cup of tomato sauce, 1/4 cup of tomato sauce, 1/2 cup of Nando's garlic peri peri sauce, 1/2 cup of Nando's garlic peri peri sauce, salt to taste, 1/2 cup of water, salt to taste, 1/2 cup of water, 2 teaspoons of chopped garlic. If you don't want to add chopped garlic, you can always add a ground garlic, that shouldn't be a problem. 3 tablespoons of soya sauce, 3 tablespoons soya sauce, 2 teaspoons of sugar, 2 teaspoons of sugar, 1/4 cup vinegar, white vinegar, 1/4 cup of white vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon of MSG. MSG is also known as monosodium glutamate, or here in South Africa, it's also known as zeal. Zeal is a flavor enhancer commonly used in Chinese food, and it's also used in canned vegetables, soups, and processed meats. Usually, it's an ingredient that is mostly used in Chinese cuisine. Mm-hmm. Very few people would leave it out in Chinese cuisine.
All right.
Aromat, the South African Aromat is quite similar to MSG.
Okay.
If you read on the ingredients, the main ingredient in Aromat is MSG.
Okay.
So if you don't have MSG, don't go all the way to buy it. You can just substitute it with half a teaspoon of Aromat. But that would obviously make you lessen the amount of salt that you're going to add. Then it's a quarter cup of spring onions. And a little bit of chopped green chilies, according to taste. Red and yellow color. Just a pinch of each red and yellow color. I use the powdered variety, so I use a pinch of both. For method, bring all these sauce ingredients to a boil. Bring all sauce ingredients to a boil. Mix 2 tablespoons corn flour with some water and add to sauce. Mix 2 tablespoons of corn flour with some water and add to sauce. Allow to thicken. Pour over chicken and grill for about 5 minutes before serving. If you want to leave it a little longer, that will be absolutely fine. But the usual time that I leave it for is 5 minutes.
Okay, so that was the roast chicken Manchurian recipe. And this also, again, once again, ideal for eat. If you serve it on eat night as well.
Gee, definitely.
Well, let's go for a short break now. When we come back, we're going to be having a competition. I'm going to be asking my engineer to open the lines. And the question I'm asking you today is, what are your most cherished Ramadan meals? So I'm going to be taking the second caller. You can start dialing now. 011-854-1548. You can start dialing now. I'm going to take the second caller, and the second caller can go away with a 6-piece knife set, ideal for cutting your meat, your chicken, and your veggies. And this knife set has been sponsored by Adams Discount Center, 4-Way Shop, 6 and 7 4-Way Value Mart. So what are your most cherished Ramadan meals? I'm taking the second caller. You can start dialing now. 011-854-1548. But please, callers, when you come on air, please put your radio off. Stay tuned.
Kalia, Chikailabal, call 011-854-7022. Radio Islam International. The world is our community.
You are tuned to Household Express on Radio Islam International.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. Well, unfortunately, our time has come to a close and I must apologize. We cannot do the competition. We are already 1 minute to 11 o'clock and, you know, it's amazing how time goes on this program and we couldn't even finish the, you talk about the time making, the do's and don'ts and things like that. But nevertheless, next week we will be having a lengthy cooking segment and I will be then giving away 2 gifts, yes. So the one we couldn't do for this week, we will be giving away 2 gifts next week. It's a bonus for Eid as well. So inshallah next week, but I must apologize for that. And Jazakallah Rabia for coming on air and sharing those lovely recipes. You can follow her on Instagram at Rabia Umar. That's author Rabia Umar. She is on Instagram as well. Well, from me, Amara, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.